find it. It was a way of saying that God still loves people in spite of themselves. Have you ever done things you later regretted? God still loves you. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Concrete work is all they know of Veterans Concrete. It's all they've done since 1985. Not only do they use the finest materials and do work that's second to none, but they'll do it at a fair, honest price. So if your mission is concrete work, give these boys a chance to complete it. And I promise you will get the longest lasting concrete anywhere. And that's guaranteed. So if you'd like to get a quote for your next concrete mission, give the boys at Veterans Concrete a call at 303-775-7926. 303-775-7926.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth program. This is Rick Rodriguez, the host of the Present Truth program. Thursday, January 30th, 2025. Everyone knows about the crash between the helicopter and the plane. Passenger, the flight, 5342. Dmitry Peskov out of Russia. There were four Russian skaters, 16 skaters at a, they were having a, in Wichita, Kansas, competition, 16 young people, maybe more. But out of Russia, Dmitry Peskov, he said that Russian news stated that he was sad news from Washington today. We regretfully extend our condolences to the family and loved ones of our fellow citizens who were lost in the plane crash. And the helicopter was what they call a Gold Tops HMX-1. Well, actually, that's not the right one. There's two different helicopters. This was the Army UH-60 helicopter from Bravo Company, 12th Aviation Battalion, out of Davidson Army Airfield, Fort Belvoir, during a training flight. The training flight was a yearly, these pilots have to take these test flights. They have to have a checklist. And this was a, it was a war drill. And the drill is continuity of government operation. It is a flight. They are in training to protect what they call designated survivor. These are the pilots in the military that should there be conflict, war, they make sure that the people that are VIPs, high government officials, are protected. They call them designated survivor. And this designated survivor, these individuals, vice president, on down the line, person in the presidential line of succession, who's kept distant from others in the line when they are gathered together to reduce the chance that everyone in line will be unable to take over the presidency in a catastrophic or mass casualty event, part of continuity of government. The person is chosen to stay at an undisclosed secure location, away from such events such as State of the Union addresses, presidential inaugurations. The designation of a survivor is intended to prevent the decapitation of the government and to safeguard continuity in the presidency if the president and vice president and others in the presidential line of succession die. The procedure began in the 1950s during the Cold War with the idea that a nuclear attack could kill government officials and U.S. government would collapse. In such an event, the securing official highest in line of succession in the Presidential Succession Act of 1947, who might be the designated survivor, would become acting president of the United States. So these flights, these personnel, the helicopter pilots, these are the individuals that assure that those in the line of succession are taken to secure locations. This was the training last night that occurred. It's what they were doing. And the designated survivor is usually a member of the president's cabinet, is chosen by the president. So right now, Donald Trump has a designated survivor. The being designated the designated survivor does not guarantee that this official will be the person to assume the presidency in such a situation. For the 2010 State of the Union address, Sean Donovan, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, was a designated survivor. But Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also was absent from the address for a conference in London. Had a calamity occurred, Clinton, not Donovan, would have become acting president because her office is higher in the line of succession. Congress also designates members of the Senate and House, one from each party, to become congressional designated survivors to maintain the existence of Congress in a mass casualty event. A mass casualty event. We want to watch, keep our eyes focused on possibly a mass casualty event in the future. Donald Trump, like I state, at some point, this president is going to be dismissed, relieved, I don't believe assassinated, but I do believe there's going to be, for the purposes of continuity of government, you hear on the other side of the political spectrum, you hear this talk of he's a fascist, he's worse than Hitler. You see the satanic, I call it satanic, vitriol against him. These people in the deep state, which is one of the agencies, or you might say one of the hidden operating systems of continuity of government, hidden, but yet to some degree in the open, they will not stop. Donald Trump, they will do everything to interfere with his momentum. But the training exercise last night, this has brought what these operations, what these, the reason for this aircraft to be up there was their training. In training. And because of this, now we'll get to see a little bit of, we'll get to see more about what this is all about.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Weekdays, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth program. Going back to the previous thought in before the break, a mass casualty event, designated survivor, military operations train the pilots that will shuttle the designated survivors. There are many. There's a chain of command. But these pilots train so that they can take these important people, those in this, what they call the chain of command, the designated survivor, to secure locations. Donald Trump, this individual, the momentum that he has is a threat to continuity of world government. There's a USDA Inspector General. She was her name is Phyllis Fong. She's a 22-year veteran of the department. And she told colleagues earlier that she intended to stay after the White House terminated her last Friday, saying that she didn't believe the administration had followed proper protocols. By signing up, you agree to our terms and privacy policy. I'm sorry. And she's agreed to certain conditions to her employment. In an email to colleagues on Saturday, which was reviewed by Reuters, she said the independent counsel of the Inspector General on Integrity and Efficiency has taken the position that these termination notices do not comply with the requirements set out in the law and therefore are not effective at this time. Straight out defiance. This is what I'm saying about Donald Trump. Trump is engaged. And this is a threat to these people that have been in the government. She's been there 22 years. She was there through Obama, at the end of Bush. They escorted this inspector general out of her office on Monday. She refused to comply with her firing. So she was removed. Again, she didn't believe that the administration followed the protocols. The White House defended the firing of Fong and other inspectors general, saying these rogue partisan bureaucrats have been relieved of their duties in order to make room for qualified individuals who will uphold the rule of law and protect democracy. The USDA Inspector General has a broad mandate pursuing customer food safety, audits and investigations of the Agriculture Department, as well as violations of animal welfare laws. I have a feeling there are going to be more chickens that will live, more poultry. I think there are going to be less burning down of these food manufacturing plants. You see, in my view, you have turkeys and chickens getting the flu. It's bad enough when Vince Foster gets the flu in an open park, but now you have these chickens who don't have any way to escape, and turkeys, and you have vegetables, and in the last administration, I would like to know how many food processing facilities were either shut down or burned down, how many millions and millions of these poor little, Longhorn Foghorn Leghorn chickens were killed. In 2022, Inspector General's office launched an investigation of Elon Musk's brain implant startup Neuralink, which remains ongoing, sources said. In recent years, the office has taken on animal abuse at dog breeders for research labs and the listeria broke outbreak at Boar's Head, among other issues. I don't think many of these, I don't think these viruses, these bacteria, or whatever. I don't think they're all legit. But anyhow, Phyllis Fong, good riddance. Then also, while we were sleeping or having dinner last night, Donald Trump comes out. He makes another announcement. He's going to send 30,000 illegal immigrants to Guantanamo Bay. And he said in an interview, it's a tough place to get out of. He's going to send these immigrants to detention facilities at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as part of his campaign to mass deport migrants who have committed crimes. Today, he says, quote, I'm signing an executive order to instruct the Department of Defense and Homeland Security to begin preparing the 30,000-person migrant facility at Guantanamo Bay. Most people don't even know that we have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. He said, some of them are so bad, we don't even trust the countries that we send them back to hold them. And we don't want them to come back. So rather than release these violent, murderous, terrorists, criminals, back to Colombia or El Salvador or etc., he's going to put them in Guantanamo Bay so they can't be released to do the boomerang effect and come right back in illegally and commit crimes. Donald Trump, he's a threat to the order of chaos. You know, order out of chaos. And he's bringing in, what does he say, Operation Sanity? No, that's what I say. Operation Common Sense. Now, another thing Donald Trump has just done, he signed a new executive order ending federal support for medical procedures related to so-called gender transitions for people under the age of 19. The move is part of a broader effort to roll back pro-transgender legislation introduced during the Biden administration. This is going to be protecting children from chemical and surgical mutilation. It declares that the federal government will no longer fund, sponsor, promote, assist, or support the radical and false claim that adults can change a child's sex through a series of irreversible medical interventions. This document was published by the White House, defines child and children as the individual or individuals under the age of 19. It also clarifies that the phrase chemical and surgical mutilation entails puberty blockers and the use of hormones and surgical procedures. God help the children. You know, you hear these Democrats. It's about the children. It's about the children. We have to protect the children. We have to, you know, arrest these pedophiles because of the children. And here, in the open, the chemical and surgical mutilation. No, these people, it's about their power. It's about their insanity. The executive order urges to end the child abuse practices, arguing that blatant harm is done to children under guidance from the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. WPATH, which it says lacks scientific integrity. All U.S. federal agencies have been directed to withdraw policies that rely on the counsel of this organization. The World Professional Association for Transgender Health, WPATH. Trump's orders also directs, you know, people scream, people have problems with Trump. But just in what I've been reading, these are sensible, you know, bills that are being signed. These are protecting the people of this country, getting rid of the lifelong senior executive service plants throughout the agencies, the federal government or the government agencies, protecting the children from mom and dad and from psychiatrists and medical professionals. Trump order also directs federally run insurance programs, including TRICARE for military families and Medicaid, to exclude coverage for such procedures. The document instructs the Department of Defense to develop relevant legislation, as well as enact a private right of action for children and parents of children whose healthy body parts have been damaged in so-called sex change. I've heard some of the stories of these people, these young kids. They're screwed up psychologically for life. Once they have the procedure, they realize that they were better off, you know, with the parts, not having things changed, not having things taken. And they realize the mistakes they made, but it's too late. They cannot reverse. This is something you can't reverse. This is really the only way to describe this, with this move to morph these children from males to females. We know people. We've watched little children. 5, 6, 7 years ago, a young boy in the neighborhood, we've watched him go from a young little, have a great little kid. Now he's morphing into being effeminate. And he walks like a girl. And we're watching the mother destroy her children because she is a hatred, just full of vitriol toward, I don't know. She's hanging around with the wrong crowd. It says in the book of Proverbs, the companion of a fool suffers harm. You hang around with these fools, you stay in their world too much, and you will transition to what they are. The companion of fools suffers harm. Like John Wayne, this famous philosopher, he had this philosophy. He was a philosophy major. He had one saying, life is tough, but tougher if you're stupid. John Wayne. Life is tough, but tougher if you're stupid. The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you've made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at knowdiabetesbyheart.org.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from noon till 1? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Hey folks, Mad Vax here. The Survival and Prepper Show, your one-stop shop for all your survival needs, is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds March 1st and 2nd. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. It's at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Come check out thousands of products showcased by hundreds of vendors. Go to peshows.com for more information.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit PumpkinCreekRanchCo.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
You hang around with the fools, you become a fool. You suffer harm. And this is what has happened with most of the people in this country. They're hanging around with a crowd that is insane and mad. This is why in Russia, Vladimir Putin will not allow the children of Russia to be adopted out to the nations of the world. He's got to protect those children, because those kids, once they leave the Russian border, over the border, those kids will be lost forever. Donald Trump, this is a continuing shaking of a culture that is satanic. And most people don't realize, they have no thought, no idea, no understanding, have no conscious awareness that these individuals in these programs that mutilate these children, they serve Satan. They are devil worshipers. They're from the kingdom of darkness. Does Trump and the people in the government, do they know about the witchcraft that they're involved with? They're involved, that they are members of many secret societies. They really know in Washington, D.C., the great swell, like the tide coming in of witchcraft in this country. The tide of evil is now descended upon this country. This evil that has come into our culture, the only way that it can be stopped, Donald Trump is doing what he can, but he won't be able to stop it completely. But with these bills, it will give some of these children a hope and advantage and protect them. But this nation has been turned over to Satan. America, the devil worshipers of the land have consecrated America to the devil. We are in a nation that has been, through satanic prayer, given over as property to the devil. And I know this is something that maybe is far from your, outside of your realm of comfort. Well, when you're on a ship that is sinking, you better try to find the life raft. You better find the way to get off the ship. This country, I mentioned many times, their evidence is undeniable. This country cannot be saved. The people of this country are in danger. And these people that we vote into positions of power and authority, they're the only ones that are going to get on the life raft on these boats. These are the people that are protecting themselves through the laws that they pass. And Donald Trump is in that group, and he's not supposed to be there, and he is passing these laws to help the people to get as many on into areas of safety as possible. And it begins in between the ears, upstairs. It begins in the logic and the reasoning. And by viewing what is happening in our culture, hopefully, look at England, look at Europe. These nations are so messed up. And we can see how messed up they are. But we don't see, we might say, we see the cedar tree in their eye, but we don't, or no, we see the toothpick in their eye, but we don't see the cedar tree in our eye. We are, as screwed up as these nations are, we are worse. The American culture, the American people are worse off, and we can see it. We're experiencing it. So Donald Trump is protecting these children from chemical and surgical mutilation. I like the word mutilation because it gives you a clear understanding and a visual. You know, you've seen maybe these cattle that they find out in the field. And they have no eyes. They have everything surgically removed, mutilated. I told a story about a gentleman I used to rent from. He had cattle south of Denver, southeast of Parker, Colorado. And the dog would bark all night long, and he'd get the dog, finally had to bring the dog in the house because something was happening on the hill, up away from the house. He goes up in the morning, outside, up to the hill, and here's one of his cattle. Everything is gone. Sexual organs, everything, the eyes. He reports it. And the sheriff tells him, well, John, don't say too much because we don't want to cause, you know, panic. Don't say too much. Just kind of keep it to yourself. So he's down at the local cafe where they have breakfast, and he's talking to the other ranchers, and the other ranchers all have similar stories going east into Kiowa County. Elbert into Kiowa, out there. The dogs bark, but they can't see a thing, and they find their cattle. And the sheriff says, well, don't say anything. He gets a tractor, drags the thing out about a quarter of a mile away from the house so the coyotes can eat it. He goes back out 2 weeks later. Not even the flies will touch it. The coyotes won't touch it. Flies, worms, nothing will touch that carcass. The truth is being revealed.
This is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural weight to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You better stop the thing that you do.
So this friend of mine, John, he tells me about this cow and how it was mutilated. The sheriff doesn't want him to say anything. He doesn't want to spook the other farmers. And the flies, the vultures, the ravens, well, not vultures, but the birds of prey, nothing touched that cow. So the word mutilate, this is the best description for what they're doing to these children. Chemical and surgical mutilation. Puberty blockers, use of hormones, surgical procedures. So it's going to end the child abuse practices. Blatant harm is done to these children under the guidance from the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, WPATH. Trump's order directs federally, again, run insurance programs, including TRICARE for military families and Medicaid, to exclude coverage for such procedures. The federal government will rigorously enforce all laws that prohibit or limit these destructive and life-altering procedures. Since taking office over a week ago, Trump has issued many gender-related orders asserting that the United States government's policy is that there are only two genders, male and female. Heads are exploding all over this country because of Donald Trump. This man is not only a threat, but now he is destroying the pillars that all this evil is based on or is sitting on. Everything's holding up this evil. Donald Trump is destroying it. Now, let's jump overseas with Donald Trump. Marco Rubio. Perfect pick, Rubio. Trump and Rubio are reportedly focusing on bilateral relations with some European countries. Bilateral. Totally ignoring the European Union. The EU is pushing every losing, crippling globalist agenda under the sun. This is from the Gateway Pundit. This was 2 days ago. Panic in Brussels. Trump and Secretary Rubio reportedly ignoring the EU, focusing on bilateral relations with countries. So the EU is pushing every losing, crippling globalist agenda under the sun. From unchecked mass migration to net zero obsession of the Church of Global Warming, from DEI nonsense to transgenderism for children, to advancing a forever war in Ukraine, Brussels is destroying their nations to obey the orders of the globalist overlords. So Trump is apparently ignoring the European Union at the beginning of his second term. The most prominent point of tension, but far from the only one, is the fairness of the trade imbalance. From Trump's speech at the Davos World Economic Forum conference, quote, "From the standpoint of America, the EU treats us very, very unfairly, very badly. They make it very difficult to bring products into Europe, and yet they expect to be selling, and they do not sell their products in the United States. So we have to, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars of deficits with the EU, and nobody's happy with it. And we're going to do something about it. They essentially don't take our farm products. They don't take our cars. They send cars to us by the millions. They put tariffs on things that we want to do. We have some very big complaints with the EU. And then Rubio was given an invitation for the European Union foreign minister meeting, which he ignored. This was on the 27th. Top EU diplomat Kaja Kallas had sent an open invitation to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio to attend a regular meeting of the European foreign ministers. She, Kaja Kallas, told journalists she had asked him to come to explain the views of the United States, which now include taking over Greenland, home to 55,000 EU citizens. Rubio didn't show up at the meeting on Monday. Our hop on via Zoom, or in fact, there was no sign. He didn't even hop on Zoom. Rubio's silence is triggering anxiety among officials in Brussels who suspect that Donald Trump's administration is deliberately freezing out the EU as represented by Brussels and pan-European diplomatic frameworks in favor of national figures, all part of a divide-and-conquer strategy to weaken the bloc. May it collapse. The Joe Biden administration from hell coordinated closely with EU Commissioner Ursula von der Leyen on everything from sanctions against Russia to vaccine procurement. But those days are over. EU Commissioner Ursula von der Leyen will not have the same relevance for the U.S. under Trump, if any. Trump is dismantling an already broken union and will make the Brussels establishment vulnerable to pressure in negotiations. Trump has threatened the NATO ally Denmark with sanctions unless Copenhagen gives in to the demands on Greenland, which haven't been precisely spelled out. Donald Trump, he's going to get Greenland. He's going to get it. He's going to get Panama. And he already got the Gulf of America. It's already nationally now called the Gulf of America.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as The Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
Donald Trump is going to get Greenland for the United States. Greenland, you know, is basically a Denmark, I think, owns Greenland. Politically, that's where that the tie between Greenland and Denmark. But it's the United States military, our Navy. We're the ones that protect Greenland. In Iceland, we also, our military protects Iceland. They don't have a standing military. So we Iceland, they pay. Greenland doesn't. And we will protect Greenland. 2019, Donald Trump already begun to speak about purchasing Greenland. The Biden administration didn't address it, but America will own Greenland. For the individual that is going to Donald Trump's successor, who's going to come into power illegally, he's coming. And Donald Trump needs to secure Greenland for him, because America needs to be protected from the Arctic Silk Road and China. So Donald Trump will secure Greenland. Again, what may be the plan of the globalists could be a mass casualty event, taking out all of the individuals that are the designated survivors. And if you take all the designated survivors out down to the 10th position, what do? Congress will just say, well, let's flip a coin. And no, they won't flip a coin. They already have Congress and the Uniparty. They will all agree. The only individual that they would desire to have back in power would be Barack Obama. He's the only one. Not here out of Colorado, not Polis, not Newsom out of California. No one. There's only one individual. These people, if there should be this mass casualty event. It could be like in The Godfather. You know, they're going to give Donald Trump an offer which he can't refuse. Get your family, take billions of your dollars, move to another country. We're going to make you an offer you can't refuse. But eventually, I don't know how this is going to happen, but the only one that will lead America to its final demise will be Barry Satoro. I'm done for the first hour. I'm going to be back in the second hour to talk about, there was Hurricane Helene, now there's Typhoon Trump. Typhoon Trump is hitting Europe.
Radio listeners, this is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.